This weekend, our region boasts Harold Pinter, avant-garde music, avant-garde performance, a special release film screening of an Oscar contender, New Orleans jazz, a recreation of Bob Dylan and the band, and old-timey music. At least as far back as acting class in college, and I think dating back even further, I've loved the work of Harold Pinter, and I consider him probably the greatest playwright of the 20th century. And The Homecoming is probably one of his greatest plays. Decades before the term family dysfunction was tossed around blithely, Pinter put on stage the most menacing portrayal of a family reunion one could ever imagine, and the menace was all conveyed through indirect conversation, implication, pauses, and questions rather than any kind of overt violence. The Berkshire Theatre Group is tackling this 20th century Pinteresque masterpiece at its Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge now through Sunday, October 25th. Up in Pittsfield, Veils, a new play by Tom Koash that deals with acceptance and discrimination, gets its regional premiere at Barrington Stage Company now through Sunday, October 18th. Also in Pittsfield, The Hands Free, an acoustic quartet comprised of four of today's most innovative contemporary musicians, guitarist James Moore, accordion player Nathan Kochi, bassist Eleanor Oppenheim, and violinist Carolyn Shaw, who also happens to be the youngest ever winner of a Pulitzer Prize for composition, performs in the second concert of the new Fringe Music Series at Shire City Sanctuary tonight at 7, and unbelievably, this concert is free. Speaking of free, Freeheld, the new feature adaptation of the award-winning documentary of the same name by Berkshire filmmaker Cynthia Wade gets a special pre-release screening at the Triplex in Great Barrington on Sunday at 4. A presentation of Berkshire International Film Festival, the film stars Julianne Moore, Ellen Page, and Steve Carell, and was produced by Academy Award winner Wade, who will be on hand for a post-screening Q&A. On Saturday night in North Adams, New Orleans pianist Henry Butler brings his rollicking gumbo of jazz, Caribbean, pop, blues, and R&B to Mass Mocha at 8 p.m. The Howard Fishman Quintet brings its critically acclaimed Basement Tapes project, exploring the music made by Bob Dylan and the band at their homes in Woodstock, New York in 1967 and 68, in a two-night residency that concludes the 2015 live music series at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs tonight and Saturday at 8 p.m. Old-timey trio The Wyos bring their original blend of music inspired by the early American musical idioms of the 1920s and 30s, including blues, country, ragtime, gospel, and swing, to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. Their sound is reminiscent of days gone by when live bands could be heard both on the radio and at community dances, juke joints, and house parties. And internationally acclaimed choreographer Jonah Beaucaire unveils his staging of Morton Feldman's rarely performed opera, Neither, with two performances specifically designed for the architecture of the Hudson Opera House tonight and Saturday at 7. Beaucaire's staging begins with a silent prologue performed without accompaniment to introduce the movement and integrate the stark visual staging of the music. By employing a leveling strategy for the choreography, that's his trademark, the music, dance, and visuals, the performers inhabit a shared physical space in a non-hierarchical field. A 16-line poem by Samuel Beckett serves as the libretto. I'll see you there tonight. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.